A Washington County Sheriff's deputy was arrested on December 18th and sentenced on the 21st to a year and a half of probation. Bryce A. Campworth, a deputy sheriff since 2014, was caught in possession of anabolic steroids while off duty in May. It is unclear if the steroids in Deputy Campworth's possession were prescribed to him. He also owned an online fitness meals business called Camp Be Fit. It only opened at the beginning of December, according to his Twitter account, though it has yet to show up in the Oregon Secretary of State's business listing. An inquiry as to the status of the business, sent to its email account, was not returned. Campworth was previously an officer with the Klamath Falls Police Department, but was given a probationary discharge in 2009. The police chief for Klamath Falls said via email that he was unable to discuss the reason for the discharge. According to the website steroid.com, which is dedicated to, quote, unbiased and straightforward information about the use and effects of steroids, 33-year-old Campworth is a former competitor in local contests held by the National Physique Committee, or NPC. NPC is the only U.S. organization recognized by the International Federation of Bodybuilders, making it the primary pathway to professional bodybuilding for Americans. While steroid.com describes steroid use as, quote, practically a prerequisite for top amateur bodybuilders and men's physique competitors who want to have any chance of winning a competition sanctioned by the NPC, end quote. The site still stresses the importance of getting a prescription from a longevity or men's health doctor. Again, it is not clear if Campworth had a prescription. The attitude among law enforcement agencies towards steroids is also somewhat muddled. The website officer.com is owned by Law Enforcement Product News and is a main source of commentary from the law enforcement perspective. An investigation by the site in 2012 called Roid Rage, written by a former internal affairs investigator, connected the use of steroids among law enforcement officers to an emerging culture of physical fitness and health, pressure to look good in uniform, and to longer hours caused by manpower shortages. The report concludes that just as steroids are banned in sports, so should they be banned in law enforcement. The reasoning in the report was heavily weighted towards the detrimental effect of steroids on officers' bodies, but also mentioned side effects of anabolic steroids that are worrisome for the public as well: severe mood swings, feelings of invincibility, depression, nervousness, and hostility or aggression. While a number of police departments across the country have enacted random testing for steroids, the Portland Police Bureau has not. The PPB's policy is, quote, reasonable suspicion testing, meaning it is up to fellow officers to report possible drug-induced behavior or characteristics to a supervisor. I asked the Bureau's public information officer, Sergeant Chris Burley, if the Bureau or city had any specific steroid testing policies above and beyond what is described in the Bureau's directives. He replied that the Bureau's attitude to prescription drugs and testing is defined only by the directives, and quoted Directive 316.10, which states that if an employee is using any medication that they think may affect their performance, they must, quote, consult with their treating physician or pharmacist to determine if the medication will, in fact, have such an effect, end quote. The Bureau itself cannot look at a member's medical or prescription information due to federal HIPAA regulations and labor laws. Burley directed me to the city's Human Resources Department to see if the city had any steroid testing policy. Human Resources has not responded as of this broadcast, but the city code's drug rules do not cover the police bureau, referring instead to the bureau's own directives. For Cable Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.